Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Greyhound by Stephen Piper, performed by Nick Podell. The bulk of what you are about to hear is true. Certain names, places, and characterizations of certain people have been adjusted for the sake of fiction and telling a compelling story. Any unintended likeness is coincidental. For my grandma and my son, Fox. Don't believe what you hear. Don't believe what you see. If you just close your eyes, you can feel the enemy. Acrobat, you too. 1. May 11th, 1981. Stockton, California. The skin across my face was taut and smooth like plaster. My eyelids wouldn't close, and I felt frozen in place, like a fixture. I was stretched out across my small twin bed like an old wooden toy, hoping I wouldn't fall asleep. Staring out across my room, I couldn't keep my eyes off the two suitcases that were neatly packed and sitting against the wall. My mother had seen to it that everything was ready to go, especially me. Just after the 9 o'clock news, I was very abruptly herded off to bed wearing an old pair of pajamas that I was probably sporting for the very last time. Almost 4 hours later, I was still awake but fully dressed. I already had on my puffy brown windbreaker that had gotten to be a little too short in the sleeve, and my brown rubber shoes that were only $1.50 at the second-hand store, bought at the beginning of the school year. The rest of my clothes were haggard, dull, and as thin as the wallpaper of my room. Staring at the ceiling in my bedroom, I watched the headlights of the cars passing on the street below. The shadows of the tree branches and the window frame brushed above me in a tangled gray mess. My mother and her new boyfriend, Dick, still hadn't come back from going out for drinks just before 10. I kept telling myself that none of this was really happening and that they would change their minds by the time they got back. I was waiting, listening for the sound of Dick's station wagon coming up the road and into the driveway, but it just kept getting later. I listened for the engine for some time, but I was easily distracted by the ticking of the second hand on the plastic clock plugged in next to the bed. I had turned...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?